Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, we have a great show for you guys today. We talked about Kaylin's pulmonary embolism. We got the whole lowdown on that. We talked about Lynette and my vacation. But first, Lynette, tell them about Ancestry.
I'll tell you about Ancestry because I did it. Ancestry DNA, it gives you so much more than places that you're from. It connects you to the places and people of your tree, and it amplifies your results. You can start a free trial on Ancestry and build a tree so that your ancestors become more than just a name. They've combined DNA results with over 100 million family trees. I did it. I found out, you know, exactly where I'm from, and you guys can do that too. And only Ancestry can tell such a story. They got a total unique features that give a way more complete picture about a person. So it's really cool and easy to get started. So for our listeners, you can go to ancestry.com/FCOL today. You'll get 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's ancestry.com/FCOL for 20% off your kit. So try it. Do it today.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. We're back. Welcome. I guess you guys didn't miss us.
No, because we front-loaded.
But I miss Stephanie and Kaylin. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like it's been years. Right?
So much to catch up on.
So much.
But Kaylin.
Yes. Kaylin, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back. And alive.
Glad to have you back. And alive.
But first,
let's thank our premium sponsors.
Yeah.
Ishan Vajpayee. Thank you so much, Ishan, by the
thank
way.
Thank you, Ishan.
That's very sweet.
With
I
the cool
love
name.
That. I know. And Carol Kantz.
Yeah. Carol Kantz just has money to burn. She's retired. That's She's so like, sweet. I want to support my girls.
Thank you, Carol. We love you guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Also, our sponsors.
Let's talk.
There's nothing like enjoying the delicious home-brewed taste of Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea to give you that comforting feeling of home.
I had it over the week. We went to the grocery store, and I got us some Gold Peak Brewed Tea. I did.
Yeah?
And everybody drank it like that. We got the original flavor, and it was delicious because everybody loves iced tea.
My whole family loves iced tea as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a popular drink, you know? And it makes everything a little bit more special, you know, the barbecues, the hanging at the picnics.
Hanging at the home.
Everything is hanging at home
family
around the
game
pool.
Night. Yeah.
If I had a pool, I would definitely drink.
Oh, by the way, they have 14 flavors and sizes, so there's stuff for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's time for lunch, dinner, just a quick snack, the home-brewed taste of Gold Peak iced tea makes every meal more refreshing and delicious. The kids love it. They have just the right balance of the sweetness mm-hmm. and the real brewed taste. It makes you feel right at home. With ice cold Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the comforts of home are never far away, and you can find your favorite Gold Peak flavor at a retailer near you. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, the taste that brings you home.
Now we're home.
What's up?
What's up, Stephanie?
Let's talk about Kaylin first.
Yes.
Because I got here a little bit before you.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaylin, this is going to make the hair on your arms stand up.
Yeah.
If you don't laser it off. I don't. Kaylin.
Hey.
What happened?
What happened?
The gist of it is that I had a pulmonary embolism and a massive blood clot in my leg. And a pulmonary embolism is essentially blood clots just in your lungs. So I had three blood clots, yeah.
Fucking scary.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it is.
Very scary, yeah.
So take us through.
You didn't know it was. Tell us what happened.
So I was texting with Kaylin, and he was... So let me just take our whole audience back a little bit. Kaylin was coming in limping, thinking that he has
2 months
sciatica.
This is like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I was limping
sciatica
around. Yeah.
And a canker sore.
Yeah.
I remember one day you came in and you were like, I'm in bad shape. You were like, I can barely walk. I have really bad sciatica.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And having
I was like
been
April.
Pregnant.
I think that was around April. Yeah.
Yeah. And having had sciatica.
Absolutely. It's the worst.
I was like, I understand. It's like a knife in your back.
Mm-hmm.
And then down your butt.
And then it just went away. Then it went away for a while. And then my daughter was born. And then directly after that, it came back much, much worse. And more throughout my leg rather than just in my calf, to the point where I couldn't walk. So I was bedridden without walking for like 5 days. And I needed crutches just to hobble to the bathroom.
So you lived with it.
Right. And I thought it was just really bad sciatica. Little did I know, it was a massive blood clot in my leg. And since I was just laying there, it then moved up into my lungs.
So you but this is the frustrating part of the story.
That's so horrible.
You go to urgent care and you're
I went to urgent care for my leg.
Right. And you're like, I need help.
It hurts bad, yeah.
Right. And they said,
We'll give you some Tylenol.
That was it.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
That was it. We're like, oh, you can have Tylenol.
They didn't do an X-ray or anything.
No.
What? I mean, I don't understand the point of going to what does urgent care think you're doing?
I know.
Like, it's
right.
not CVS.
Yes.
Like, if you want Tylenol, you'll go to CVS and get yourself some Tylenol. Like, you're in pain enough that you're going to urgent care.
Right.
The hell?
Well, maybe they
thought it was very frustrating at the time. Yes,
I'm frustrated for you.
Maybe they thought you were looking for a Vicodin or something.
But even if they were thinking that, okay, well, you're at urgent care. That's the place to get it.
How do they examine you? Like, what you say you have, like, sciatica. What?
They didn't, at urgent care, they didn't really do anything. They, like, felt my leg and was like, oh, does this hurt? And they'd squeeze it. I'd be like, kind of. And they're like, does that hurt? I'd be like, kind of. They're like, all right, well, someone will come see you now. And then I don't even think she was a doctor. She seemed more like a nurse. She came in. She's like, oh, yeah, you have sciatica, so I can just give
patient.
You some Tylenol, and that's it. See you later.
Oh, my God.
That's so you ridiculous. Go home, and I'm like, did they give you drugs? Because you're like, I'm in pain. And I said, well, you went to urgent care. What happened? What'd they give you? What happened? And you said, they gave me drugs, nothing strong.
Well, what happened actually is after I went home there, my girlfriend's mom was a nurse to a doctor for a long time. And I didn't have like a primary care physician, and she worked it out. She's like, all right, I'm going to have you go see this doctor. So I went to go see him, and he was like, wow, that sounds like really bad sciatica. Here's like some mild painkillers, like not opioids, but definitely better than Tylenol. And he's like, here's this and some muscle relaxers, and see you later.
Got any more of
those? So, yeah.
I know.
I'm kidding.
Is there in your pocket? Or
go ahead.
So, okay, so you go home, and I'm texting with you, I remember, around this time, and you were like, I'm still in pain. And I said, why don't you have painkillers? And because they don't hand them out.
Right.
Like Halloween candy anymore.
Right.
So you then, I feel like it was a couple days later, or was it
probably,
maybe the next day you're like,
so
I'm going to.
What happened? How did you figure
everything
out?
He went to the ER.
It was the morning of July 5th. So it was after, we didn't do anything July 4th, obviously, because the baby, we just stayed home. And in the middle of the night, I felt something like in my back. I felt like a knot that hurt really bad. And I couldn't, you know, I asked Amy to, you know, like, massage it out. That didn't work. So I just went to sleep, and I
always
woke
annoying,
up.
By the way.
Well, especially when you have
like, you just had a baby.
You
You're like,
baby.
Really?
She's like,
and she thinks he just has sciatica at
Here's
that point.
Here's a tennis ball. Go roll your back up against the wall and see, talk to me in the morning.
Yeah. She's like, do you see I'm trying to breastfeed right now?
Yeah. That's
oh, my God. So, go to a massage therapist.
Yeah,
get a happy ending for all I care. I'm busy. I got a baby. Okay.
So then I woke up in the morning with it felt like it was in my back. So essentially every time I would take a breath, it felt like I was getting stabbed in the back, which would hurt and make me want to breathe again, which would make me feel like I was getting stabbed in the back.
Oh
so
my God.
It was very painful just breathing. And Amy rushed me to the emergency room where some nurses were kind of like, la-di-da-di-da, whatever. Like, they weren't really – they didn't – I mean, I was screaming in pain, but for some reason they were taking their time with everything.
That's how nurses are.
Yeah.
I know.
Hi, sucks. Nurses. You're
they're
as
really,
bad as 911 operators.
Well, like the ones in the ER for sure. And I wonder.
This was at like 5:15 in the morning. There was nobody there. It was just me.
Yeah,
and
of
they
course
were, yeah.
we're not
so
saying
when they
all
took
nurses.
You, when they took you in, then what?
They
hashtag
gave,
not all nurses.
Oh, don't. Who cares? It's fine.
I went in and they gave me like a muscle relaxing shot, and they put a patch on my back, and they gave me like a pill. And then,
but all this stuff is like a Band-Aid. Like, I want to know why they weren't like, okay, this guy is screaming in pain. Like, we need to find the root cause of this. Were you telling them, I think I have sciatica?
Yeah, I mean, I told them, yo, I had sciatica. I don't know what this is, or at least Amy was, because I wasn't very coherent. And then, they just gave me kind of these muscle relaxers and painkillers and just sent me home. And I was like, all right, see you later.
Well, that right there is egregious, because first of all, how many people that have sciatica can't barely breathe and talk, right?
And no one
I
know.
In pain like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's painful, but that's ridiculous.
Come on.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you couldn't breathe. There's something up.
Okay, so then you go back home because they send you home.
Yeah, I go back home and they gave me like a Vicodin or whatever. So then I took a nap for about 2 hours and then I woke up and it just happened all over again. So I had to go right back to the emergency room.
This is so... Oh my God.
Then they start giving you the heavy duty meds.
Right. Then they were like, okay, something's wrong. So they admitted me. They took me up to a room with a bunch of nurses and they took a CT scan of my chest. They took my blood. And it was getting worse. The pain was getting worse and worse, and I was screaming more and more.
Aww.
So they gave me like a full vial of morphine, which didn't work.
It sounds so good, though.
This is so sad.
Yeah, they were like, we're giving you morphine. You're going to feel all warm and fuzzy. And it's gonna. And they gave me the full thing. I don't feel any different.
Oh,
I'm still in pain.
Oh, my God.
So then they give me a full vial of fentanyl, which didn't do anything.
Oh, my God, Caitlin.
So then they give me a full vial of ketamine, which was very weird. It wasn't just like a painkiller. It put me in like a loopy phase.
Yeah.
And and I was still kind of in pain, and I had a bunch of doctors and nurses standing around me not really knowing what to do.
Oh, my God.
And this is a hospital.
And was your girlfriend with you the whole time?
Yeah, she was.
And so the
and
baby.
I think my mom was there at that point, and her mom was there.
Was she pulling a term of endearment? Was she going like, my boyfriend is in pain! Give him a painkiller!
Something like that.
Okay.
I mean, after the third dose of drugs, they were like, we can't give you anything else. You're going to die. Like, we can't give
but
you anything
could
else.
They, but were they saying, we need to run some tests on you?
Yeah, well, they came back and said, eventually they said, you have blood clots. So, I mean, all we can... But they weren't... If you have a really bad blood clot, like in your brain, there is something that they can give you to pass it through, but it's very dangerous, and they only do that in extreme cases.
Right.
So all they could do is just put me on blood thinners so another one doesn't happen and my body naturally dissolves it.
That's all they could do?
Yeah. So, I mean, for the past 2 weeks, I've just been naturally dissolving the blood clots. So, like, I can still feel it in my leg. It doesn't hurt nearly as bad. And the ones in my lungs must be pretty much gone because I can't feel those too much anymore.
So how many days were you in the hospital in pain? Like that?
4 days.
4 days?
Just for pain management. So they'd come in every 2 hours and give me morphine or some kind of painkiller.
To wait your body.
Every 2 hours for 4 days, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And then after I left, that's when they gave me the good drugs finally.
Oh, my God. And Adam came to visit you.
Adam visited me, Gary, Chris.
They said you were in a lot of pain.
I was doing really bad that morning because that morning they had switched me from an IV painkiller to pills. Mm-hmm. So I was up all night taking morphine pills and Norcos, and I hadn't eaten anything. Mm. And remember, I can't, like, breathe. It hurts when I breathe. It would hurt, like, whenever I'd cough. So I hadn't eaten anything. So they gave me, at one point, they gave me, like, a morphine. They gave me a whole bunch of pills at once at, like, 9 a.m., and I hadn't eaten anything, so I started throwing all the pills up, which just hurt more than anything.
Oh, I bet.
So, and then that was hurting so bad, I got, like, this really bad migraine. And then they had to go send me into an MRI machine where I couldn't move. And Adam caught me just as I was coming back from my MRI.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Lynette and I were sending thoughts and prayers. So you had that.
Thank you.
That's all we did.
Those felt good.
And the fans, you know, the people.
Oh, my gosh. We were so worried about you.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, I was just like, we're going through, and I was like, all right, so your sciatica got worse, and you went to the ER. Good for you.
Yeah.
Get some painkillers.
Oh,
and
by
the way, I see blood clots in my lungs times three.
But by the way, he didn't tell us that.
I know.
He was trying to produce the show. He was like, hey, so you guys good to go for, I'm not going to be there. I'm in the hospital right now. We were like, what?
Right.
We're where?
I was
admitted to the hospital. I have blood clots. We're like, oh, what? Right. Why are you worried about who's going to be at the studio?
And then I'm home, and then Adam's like, I went to see Caitlin at the hospital. I was like, what? You went to see Caitlin? First of all, why didn't you tell me? I would have gone. And he's like, ah, it's in Long Beach.
meanwhile, Caitlin has a new baby.
Yes, let's not forget about that.
So meanwhile,
the baby was just born like days earlier.
Yeah, like about.
What was the birth date?
It was a week before. So the birth date was June 26th.
Okay. June 26th.
Exactly a week later, that night is when I.
So you have a week old baby. Your girlfriend is in some kind of fresh hell because that's what having a newborn is.
And I was bedridden for most of that week, so I couldn't like get up and walk
around.
But
you were trying to help. You were helping. We were holding the baby like at night.
Well, for the past 3 weeks, because the baby needs to feed like every 3 hours.
Yeah.
She was doing every two for a while, and then we went to a lactation. They go, no, every three is fine. So what I would do is I try and take her from like 10 p.m., you know, feed her at midnight or two or three. And then she usually wakes up around five, so she could try to sleep between 10 and five. And then I'll pass her off to Amy, and then I'll sleep from five till noon. So that was kind of our routine for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, and how's it going now?
It's good.
The baby and everything?
Baby's good, yeah. I mean, you know, she's kind of boring, but...
Yeah, I know. They're boring.
Yeah, very boring.
Especially for dads.
Yeah.
I'm so glad, though, that Caitlin is already being honest.
I know.
This is what our listeners...
They want to hear the honesty.
...have come to expect.
Boring.
Boring. What do they do? This is the whole thing.
Let's talk about me. I almost died. Forget the baby.
Yeah, and everybody expects...
Not much to talk about, really.
That's what I... Yeah. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Everybody expects that you're going to be like... First of all, these people that say the day that I gave birth to my child was the best day of my life. Really? First of all, it's painful.
Yes.
Depending on how you had the baby, either way, how can it be the best day of your life? Maybe like once you've adjusted to things, I could see.
Right.
I could understand saying having had a child was the best thing I've done in my life.
Sure.
Not the birthday is not the best day of your life.
No.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who is in like insane amount of happiness.
And you know, the other thing is like,
unless it was the drugs,
but the drugs aren't even that good.
Yeah,
right. You know, I mean, I just remember Suzanne and I and Melissa, all my friends are like, you know, they say like, oh, and then the baby comes and you fall in love with the baby. I mean, we were busy. Like, yeah. I just feel like the first...
Not that day.
Not that day. Like,
you're
busy
icing your vagina. You got
other
stuff going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Your lumps are... Your boobs are all lumpy.
Yes.
Your lumps are boobs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when your breasts become engorged, the worst, most painful feeling, then
horrible.
You're cursing the baby.
Right. And then at one point, you're looking at the baby going... So now I'm responsible for you for the rest of your life?
Yeah, you're not going home.
Life.
And nurses have no intention of helping you.
Right.
Like, they're like, you're the one who had a baby.
The nurses, they're like, yeah, all right, let's wrap it up for the next girl.
Yeah.
Come on. I know.
And then even I had C-section. I know you did too.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to guilt you about needing drugs.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, the morphine wore off.
Right.
Right? It's a lot like sciatica.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, I think I need something.
Yeah.
I told you about the time they gave me, like, morphine or whatever, shot of it. And then they put the baby on my chest and they're like, have a good day. And I was like, now I'm nodding off.
Right.
I've got a baby on my chest and I'm trying to fight my way away. It was like it was in a Lifetime movie getting poisoned. I'm like, I can't. Somebody take the baby.
That's the other thing. Like, you have this baby and you're exhausted and you fall off and then, like, you fall into a deep sleep for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you're like, and the first thought I had all the time was like, this baby's great, but when is somebody going to come take it away? Like, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah. And they stopped having nurseries.
Yeah.
That's thing of the past because they want you to bond.
So, Kate,
I got plenty of bonding time,
people. I know,
people.
Right?
I got the rest of my life to bond.
Well,
how about you take it to the nursery and I get
bond.
The shut-eye?
Right. So, Kaylin, how was the, just in general, how it was natural birth, right?
Yeah, it was actually super easy for her. I got the call at about 4:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And where were you?
Set
the scene.
I was at my apartment in Burbank.
Okay.
And she was going to a hospital down in Long Beach.
Oh, geez.
So that's about, normally I drive down there in traffic, which takes me like an hour and a half to 2 hours. But since it was so early in the morning, I was down there in like
Thank
20
God.
Minutes.
Really? That's good.
To Long Beach?
Yeah. So I woke up and I took a shower and then I put a bunch of stuff in my bag, like, you know, books and clothes, because I thought I'd be there for a long time. Hustled down to Long Beach, got there around 5. She was getting an epidural.
Oh, wow.
So they didn't like let me in. I finally got to go in around 5:30.
Again, with the epidurals having to, why can't your boyfriend, husband's partner be with you?
I know. I don't get that. I really don't.
What is it like? So it's, you're not having surgery.
I know.
You're not interrupting their surgery.
They never let the guy. I know. You got to go by yourself.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. That's weird.
It's a really weird rule.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was getting the epidural.
I walk in there and she's like just totally normal after the epidural. Like, doesn't feel a thing. Goes into labor at 7. Baby's out by 7:10.
Oh, what? My gosh.
She didn't feel a single thing. And it was as easy as could be.
What a bitch.
That's awesome.
That is so unfair.
Wow.
Good
that's
for her.
Amazing.
That is very cool.
Yeah, I'm happy for both. That's great.
How's she doing now, though? How's her mood?
She's good now. She's tired a lot. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, she's good. She's happy.
Yeah.
Her boobs hurt a lot.
She's happy. She's not. You keep an eye on her for any signs of, like, you know.
Yeah.
Depression.
Right.
She doesn't seem very depressed.
Well, really?
No,
well,
not
she
at
also
all.
Is having a lot of help, right? So,
it could hit later, you know.
Totally.
Scare them.
Delayed response.
Yeah.
Which she's so happy about.
Yeah.
So, your mom came out here, though, for the birth.
My mom, who lives in England, came out here, and the night she landed, she stayed at a friend's in Venice, and then she came over pretty much the night that she was born. And I have a dog, so I need someone to, like, look out,
right.
You know, take my dog out. So came over to my apartment, and then that 4 a.m. that morning is when I got the call. So it was that close.
Let's not forget, though. So she, because the baby came so early, nobody's expecting it.
10 days early.
Right. So she was already out here, though, right?
She was out here for one day where she spent at her friend's house.
Ah.
And then the second day is when she came to my apartment. And then that morning, the next morning.
So was she sleeping over that night?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's wow. Everything worked out perfect for you.
And then did she come
except for your embolism?
Yeah, right.
Just that little thing. Was she then with you at the hospital taking care of you? Like, she must have been so worried.
Yeah. She came down to see the baby when the baby was born. And then when I was in the hospital, then yeah, she came down to help take care of me as well.
What a story. What a story you're going to be able to give your daughter someday.
Yeah.
Wow.
So tell us more about, like, life with the baby. Like, it's boring.
It's very boring.
Very boring. But you think...
And when they cry, there's really nothing you can do.
Right.
Just...
Right.
She likes when I, like, shake her a little bit. But that's kind of where my brothers came...
Don't shake her too much.
My brothers came over yesterday. I was trying to, like... She was crying, so I was, like, shaking her so she'd calm down. Like, she normally does. My brother was like, what are you doing? Stop shaking her. Like, she likes it. I don't know.
She likes it. Get her one of those vibrating... Does she have those, like, vibrating chairs?
She has, like, it's called, like, I forget what it's called. Amy calls it, like, the taco. It's like you just put her down and it rocks back and forth.
That's cute.
I think they were recalled, actually, but it works pretty well for them.
There you go. Whatever works.
Anything that works well is going to be recalled.
Yeah,
don't recall it from you.
There's a reason it works well.
Yes. Right.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Everything when you first have a baby seems dangerous. Like, any kind of sleeping arrangement, anything you do that's working out is you're going to find out, like, don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Putting the baby in your bed with you, it's like, they sleep like an angel. Mm-hmm. Don't ever do that.
I know.
I did it anyway.
Yeah.
Because remember I told you the story of we desperately couldn't get LB to go to sleep, so we bought... In the late at night, it was like Babies R Us was open really late for people like us, suckers like us. Mm-hmm. And John went to Babies R Us like around closing time to buy what we Googled and found out was called a snuggle nest. Remember the story? So, because we knew that she liked to sleep on the bed, she wouldn't sleep in the bassinet.
Right,
wouldn't sleep in it.
Right.
Cried and cried and cried. And we were like, I don't understand. This thing's got, like, you know, an inch of padding. She should be fine.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But she wouldn't sleep. So then we bought this thing, the snuggle nest, which was basically like putting a bassinet, but even harder, in your bed. It wasn't helpful.
Oh, those things.
It was hard. It was like a shoebox.
Because I think that babies want to feel...
Cushy.
Like, they want to feel protected still.
Right.
They're still feeling that, you know, they don't want to be like... They don't want to spread out like
right.
I like
no,
to sleep,
they don't.
You know, like a starfish. They want to be like, you know, snuggled.
Right. Yeah. And also, they don't like a hard surface under them, apparently.
Yeah.
They like to.
They're used to being in that warm, cushy, you know.
Right. So
cocoon.
Apparently, though, if you just put them in your bed, I don't know, you could roll over on them or something like that, which Come on. How often is that going to happen? One in ten? I think it's a risk worth taking to get some sleep.
I feel like they would make enough noise to wake me up, right?
So we were so paranoid about like, oh my God, we might roll over. We got the snuggle nest, and then that didn't work at all. I just remember so much crying, and I remember getting the snuggle nest. So we're only sleeping on a queen-size bed. Mm-hmm. We don't have a king-size bed. Mm-hmm. So which feels like a full-size bed, right? It doesn't feel big.
Yeah.
So you got the snuggle nest now in the middle. So now John and I are sleeping like corpses.
Right.
Like we're just
on your
side. On our back, like legs together, arms pinned to our sides
so that the
baby has room in the middle. We're both on either side.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right.
And back in those days, I was resentful that I couldn't like snuggle up with my husband.
Aww.
Now I'd be like,
yeah.
We're all good. That's fine.
I'm good.
Give the baby its room. But at that point, I was like, how long is this?
I know. You think it's going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing you got to remember. Like, it's all just – it's
phases.
It's phases.
Yeah. I mean, my older brother, my family all came down for dinner yesterday on Sunday because they're celebrating my mom's birthday. And he has a five-month-old. And the difference between my daughter and his five-month-old is, like, totally different. She's all grown up and laughing at stuff and almost crawling.
It goes fast, though, because think about how long 5 months is. It's nothing.
Right. It does go so fast.
I remember when Elby was 5 weeks, I've said this too many times, but having somebody in my neighborhood who had an eight-month-old, and I was like, oh, my God, I got nothing in common with her.
I know.
She doesn't get it.
Right.
Her kid's so old.
Yeah.
It was like a 7 month difference, but it feels like a lifetime when they're little. So tell us about like just being a dad. Do you feel different? Do you feel more responsible? Are you happy?
I don't really feel very different, to be honest. It's nice. It's, you know, when I'm holding her and she looks a lot like me. Which
oh,
is
she
cute,
does?
Yeah. When she first came out, all the doctors and everybody came. Yeah, they all came out saying like, "Oh, well, nobody needs a paternity test here."
Because really,
yeah, she looks exactly like me when I was a baby.
Aww, how cute is that?
So she's really cute when she's. I mean, she'll cry for every 3 hours you feed her. So like on the third hour dot, she wakes up, starts crying.
Yeah.
So as soon as you feed her, and she like grabs the bottle, and starts going. It's really cute.
Yeah.
Then
you got a burp.
Yeah, well, she will never burp for me, which is super annoying. She maybe laughed for the first time in her sleep a couple days ago, so that was cute.
That's
gas.
And then it took a while, but I changed my first diaper only like 3 days ago.
Are you serious?
And I was by myself, and I put it on backwards.
Love it.
And he was out of the house.
And she's probably wearing her laundry, dressed in her laundry.
Yeah.
So I love it. Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you.
We're just going to hear more and more stories now. Now we got another parent on the team.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kaylin,
you're
questions? A parent now.
Yeah, better not.
Right.
I love it. This is so funny.
I love it too. I can't wait to, I mean, she's going to grow up right before our very ears.
I know.
And it's going to go fast.
So can we see pictures of her yet?
Oh, yeah. I'll show
you
pictures.
Will you put some on the Reel
It
In page?
Yeah, I'll put one on there.
Yeah, because all I've seen is just the one that you saw.
Yeah. It's not like all babies kind of look alike. It's not like people are going to start selling them. Are they going to be able to prove it? Right?
I got a picture of Kaylin's baby.
Can we start using your girlfriend's name soon or no?
Well, I've been saying Amy.
Oh,
this
you
whole
have?
Show,
oh,
so.
You have?
There you go.
I think you've been saying my girlfriend.
I've said Amy said quite a
bit. Okay, good. Okay,
good.
So we can say the name. Can we say your baby's name at some point?
Yeah. Luckily, Amy doesn't listen to the show. So.
Okay, good. Tell everyone your baby's name.
Isla.
Oh, I love that name.
Isn't that so cute?
Isla. Isla. What's her last name?
Well, it's hyphenated,
mm-hmm.
but... Yeah, it's hyphenated.
Oh, okay.
So, and the second hyphenated
Isla
is Bean.
Isla Bean.
Isla Bean. Oh, my gosh.
I love that. I love that name. Spelled Isla.
Yes.
Okay.
Cute.
So when I get the baby's blanket embroidered with the name, I won't send you one that says Lucy like I did to our friend Ed. Our friend Ed had a baby, and I sent it said Lucy, and he's like, thank you so much. He's like, but... I don't even know what the baby's name is. That's not her name.
Aren't most babies named Lucy at this point?
It was close to Lucy, like Lola or something like that. It was, she loves it. It's her favorite blanket. I was like, all right, good.
Yeah.
I Can you imagine?
That's so funny.
Well, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we could do is do another ad.
Sure, like, let's tell everybody about Raycon, and I want to know about your vacation.
And I want to know about your vacation. Mm-hmm. You've been in at a basketball tournament and Chicago.
Everywhere. Yeah. I've been gone for so long. I just got back last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Late last night.
Wow. Okay. I got back late Thursday.
Oh, so you're all refreshed. No wonder. You're like all perked and nice looking.
Yeah,
and
we
showered.
Had a great time.
I'm exhausted.
I'm going to be totally honest, though. I took my first shower last night since getting back.
Who cares?
I've just been tired. And also, where was I going?
I know, right?
John was like, are you ever planning to take a shower? Because this is disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. He really did.
Yeah.
Raycon. Okay. These things are every kid's dream.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Saw so many people on the plane wearing Raycons.
Yeah, I know. I know. They have, because they're the earbuds that are not crazy expensive.
Yep.
And, you know.
They're like half the price of the ones that a lot of people buy.
Sunny used Adams over the vacation, which was perfect.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're by Ray J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know Ray J wants
ain't
good
messing
sound.
Around. Exactly.
No, he's not going to have no muffled sound
nope.
on his earbuds.
Nope.
yeah, they're wireless earbuds. They've changed the game because they're like 50% of the price.
Mm-hmm. And they're comfortable.
So go to buyraycon.com/FCOL and you're going to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/FCOL for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. So if you've been eyeing a pair, now's the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/FCOL. Also, classic.
Our favorite.
Hello.
Stephanie's wearing
her
bra.
I'm wearing a different one this time. I'm wearing a Third Love, but it's my...
The jeweled... the blue.
It's the strappy.
The strappy one.
It's got gold hardware in the middle. It's two-toned. It's light blue and black.
I have that same one because of you. You got that one and I loved it, so I got it.
It's so comfortable and so cute.
I made sure I wore it when I was on planes. Yes.
Okay, you know when, this is what I love about Third Love. You know when you look in your drawer, and I know everybody does this, and you're like, I don't want to wear my good bra.
Right.
Because you just want to wear old one.
Right.
But with the Third Loves, all my bras are Third Love. So even the really cute ones are also comfortable.
I know. It does make a huge difference because when I was traveling a lot, I felt like, and every time I travel, I always get those like underneath the wire, like it's, I feel like I'm getting strangled because it's so tight.
Yes.
Now a Third Love. Now a Third Love. It's the most comfortable bra ever.
So go to thirdlove.com/FCOL, find your perfect fitting bra, and they have fit specialists. So you can talk to the fit specialist and go, listen.
That's the best.
Here's
that.
My deal.
That's what I did.
I get like side spillage or whatever, and they'll tell you what kind of bra to get. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/FCOL for 15% off today.
Woo-wee.
So, okay, Lynette. Your vacation. First, tell us about the basketball tournament, because those are my favorite stories.
It was I feel like it was years ago. Well, first of all, Sonny is just a dream to travel with. He's like me. You know, when he gets tired, when I get tired, wants to go and I want to go. We're perfect. But, he had his tournament. It was so much fun. He was playing on the upper level team, on the maroon team the whole time. His coach said, don't worry about going to the other team's games. Just
really?
Strictly come. Yeah. Which made him feel so good. It was so nice.
That's like the A team.
Yeah, that was the A team.
Yeah.
And he played with the A team all how many days? 4 days we were there. 3 days, 4 days. And they were in first place in their seed or whatever that whole time. And then all of a sudden, I don't know how it works, they played one game and got knocked down to fourth place. And then had to play the championship game for first, second, or third, and they took third. So they played great in a championship game. They played great in all the other games, but this one game knocked them down. And I was like, how does that happen? And Sonny's like, I don't know. It's like some algorithm, and I couldn't figure it out. And the parents, it was weird, but it was so much fun.
How are the other parents?
It doesn't even matter. They were great. There's one mom who I think I've talked about her a couple times. She's like – she's Sonny's – obviously Sonny's friend, but Natalia had a crush.
Yes.
Greg,
mm-hmm.
let's call him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so cute. I see what she sees in him. He's like so – you know, and the mom is a therapist,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
probably
so,
crazy.
No, she is. I thought that too, but no, she's pretty even keel. She's from San Francisco, and she's like, you're my people. Like – she doesn't. She hasn't really bonded too much with the other moms. Not mm-hmm. not for any specific reason, but she just like she really likes me, and so I like that. It was just her because the other kids were mostly the whole family was there. It was the husband, the wife, the kids. They look at it as a little vacation, but for her, she's married. It was just her and her son, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
So. It was really nice, you know, like we were like each other's dates for certain things. And the dads took the boys bowling, like the coach wants to take the kids. So the coach drives with the eighth graders every year out since he started doing it. He takes the eighth graders, he drives them in a van out there and he stays. And the parents come like for the games, like when the games start up on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
But we get there on Wednesday for all the NBA summer league stuff. And there was these basketball players staying in our hotel, which were huge. You couldn't miss them. And the boys were just going nuts. But so the coach drives the boys out there. And then every year he takes the eighth graders as
– But Sonny's an eighth grader.
Now, next year he'll be doing it. He's a seventh grader.
Oh, so the ones that just finished eighth grade.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So he
ones
drives
that are starting high school.
Yes. So he drives them out in the van, and then they go – every year they go to Hooters.
Uh-uh.
He takes them to Hooters.
That's hilarious.
And they have a curfew, so they're on their own kind of. Like they, you know, their parents give them money for cabs or whatever, but they're kind of on their own. And I guess this year, a couple eighth graders missed curfew, and it was like a whole kerfuffle. So everybody was like, did you hear what Coach Mason said, what he did to the eighth graders? So they missed curfew, so he woke them up at the crack of dawn. Banged on their doors, got them out, and had them run laps around the casino like five times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He was – and I was like, hey, coach, so next year – so I don't think our boys, if they miss curfew, it's because they didn't – their phones are all dead. They don't know where they're going. What time is it? What time are we supposed to be? These boys are goofy. I mean, maybe by next year they'll be different, but – it was really cute. So every year he takes the seventh graders bowling, and that was really nice. So the dads take the boys, and all the moms get to go out, and the moms got all loopy, let's just say, taking selfies. And one of them got like invited to the foundation room. Let's all go to the foundation room. And so we went up to the foundation room, which was like House of Blues, like up at the top of the casino, and we were having a good time. And then all of a sudden I get a call from Sonny. Where are you? I'm back at the room.
I was what?
Like, what? And he's like, and I don't have the key. Of course.
Oh,
I go,
no.
Then go down to the lobby and wait for me there. Well, I'll just wait for you here. Where are you? I'm like, don't wait for me there. I'm a half an hour away at least. Go in the lobby. At least you'll see some basketball players.
Right.
Okay. So then I was like, it was one of those nights where you wanted to go and stay and have a good time, but you could also like totally go to bed. Like
right.
I really wanted to go to bed, but I never get to see these women in this kind of environment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was fun. Like, you know.
I'll be honest with you. I probably would have wanted to go to one of those male strip shows. Like Thunder Down Under, or there's like two of them.
Melissa's done
that. I would have been so, I mean, maybe not because I don't drink anymore. For sure, when I was drinking, I would have been like, we got to go to that.
I know.
Not drinking, I think I still would want to go, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be very easy to talk into doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, anybody
let's face
said,
it, I'd be talking
those,
other people into
of
it.
Of course. Well, if any mom said, let's go to one, I would have totally, oh, for sure, let's go. Of course. Let's go check that out. Yeah, it was fun. So Sonny called me, and then
right.
I was like, well, Sonny, and I didn't tell everybody. I just told, like, you know, Jensen's mom, like my close friend, like I'm going back to the, and then all of a sudden they start leaving too. And I was like, I didn't mean to break up the party.
Right.
But all the moms, so some, one mom's like, oh, I should have brought my vape pen. And it's always the mom you never expect. I was like, and I don't know her that well. I was like, whoa, what? Really? Like, these are the moms
you didn't
that really-
say, hey, jewels are for fools. That's Elvie saying.
Is that what she says? That's cute. Jewels are for fools.
Jewels are for fools.
Yeah, this jewel, I don't think it had nicotine in it, though. Well, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, it was, yeah, we had a good time. And then they.
Was it a wax pen? I'm learning the difference.
I don't know.
Wax pens
What's
are.
What's a wax pen?
That's for,
I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
What's a wax pen?
They're for cannabis, I guess. Uh-huh. That's what the kids are
saying.
It's
like a vape pen for marijuana.
For marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't know any of this terminology, but I have a teen now. And so the teen, not that my kids are doing any of this, but obviously, if they were, I wouldn't know it.
Sadie's
of course they're right now. Probably Sadie. Yeah. But you have to learn the terminology because you don't want to be totally in the dark.
Oh, I know. I know. I know.
Like, I felt pretty dumb when I was like, I don't know what a wax pen is.
I don't know what a wax pen is. Well, I'm glad you told me.
Let me school you.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, everybody's getting their party on. So, you go back to the room.
Yeah. So, it was that night. Yeah. And then the next day, they had their championship. And it was really fun at the last day's fun. Oh, my God. And then our plane. So, we were going from – so, we went to Vegas for – 5 days. Then we went to.
That's a long Vegas trip. And do you gamble?
Yes. And I play craps.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And the moms all wanted. So the one mom, like, I taught her how to play craps. So every year now she's like, we're going to go play craps with Lynette. I was like, we are? Okay. And we went and, you know, it's Vegas. So I one of the dads did really well.
He did?
Yeah. I just stayed and just played, not very much, but the dad was doing so well, you know, I didn't want to leave everybody. So that was one night that was my one night of gambling. That's all I did was craps. And I bet you would have been there playing poker and blackjack.
As you know, I love poker.
Uh-huh.
I don't really love blackjack.
Yeah.
I don't love to gamble, and you would think I do since I have such a compulsive personality. I don't really love the feeling because it's too I don't like losing money.
Yeah.
And I do feel like you're mainly going to lose money.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of every time I put like a $10 down on a hand, I feel like I could buy a lot. I could buy things with the $10.
Oh, imagine what I could get a Target with this $10.
I do. My brain always thinks that.
I know.
Which is why, okay, so I like playing poker because it's a game.
Yeah.
I like the game of it. I like the strategy. I like trying to bluff.
Right.
I like all the things that go along with playing poker. But I don't like – so what I love to do is play tournaments because once you've bought in, you have a certain amount of money to play. So like if I go to Vegas and I play a tournament, it's like $60.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, I'm paying $60 to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Win or lose this money.
That's how I look at it.
I'm not every hand going, oh, should I bet this hand?
Right.
I don't like cash games.
Right, right.
Because a cash game feels like playing blackjack. It's like.
Well, what I do, I mean, I just take like $100 and I go, okay, I'm just looking at it as I'm using this $100 to have fun. If it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why I like a $100 tournament because then I'm like, okay, I have the 1,000 chips.
Right.
Have a good time.
Right.
And if when I get knocked out, I get knocked out. If I win, I win.
Right.
It's fun.
Right.
Okay. So your flight, though, you were saying?
Well, the flight, the last day in Vegas, we had to go. So we were going to Chicago from there. So we were in Vegas.
And where was Natalia?
So Natalia went to Chicago we left Vegas Sunday. She left here, LA, on Saturday with Wendy back to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's there. And we're going to stay there from Sunday to Sunday in Chicago. So that's how long I've been gone. And we just got back last night. Yeah. So
you flew out with Sunny straight from Vegas to Chicago.
From Vegas to Chicago. And our flight left at 6:30.
At night?
Yeah, in the evening. And then, but they had a game. If they win, it's going to be a 3:40 game. If they lose, they'll play at 2:40, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. And I'm thinking, we got to get to the airport by 5. And then, like, so they win. So then that's the 3:40 game. So now we're cutting it close. And then the game's over. And then the coach, I forgot about this. The coach was like, okay, let's all go to get our pictures taken and get our medals. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about. Anyway, I had to rush back to the hotel while he was getting his medals to get our luggage, and I had this cabbie like, wait. I said, I'm going to go extract him out of there. It's about 5. He's like, take your time, because of course the meter's running.
Yeah.
Yeah. and he's got our luggage. And I'm like, you're not going to like run off with my luggage, are you?
They don't have Ubers out there?
They do, but
cabs are probably about the same thing.
They are about the same. And I don't know, like the Uber, there was something with, oh, I asked the Uber, can you go, if you pick me up, can you take me there or whatever? And he's like, no, I can't do it. We can't do that. And I was like, what?
Why?
And I got irritated with him. I go, ah, forget it. I don't need an Uber then. And that was that. I asked, like, I don't know. They said, no, like, I don't believe it.
What couldn't they do?
Wait for me. I said, I can't go straight to the airport from the hotel because I got to go back to the convention center to get my son.
Uh-huh.
So I'm here to get the suitcases, and now I got to go back and get him and then to the airport.
Right.
Okay, so that's what happened. So it was just like crunch time, you know. I got back, but I got him. We got it. We got to the airport. He was sad to lose and leave, but then he was like excited to go to Chicago. So
okay.
And then I want to know about your vacation.
So, but hold on. So Chicago though. So then you land in Chicago. Must have been late.
It was late. Oh,
middle
well,
of the night.
We can talk about Chicago on Friday show. Like, you know, I can tell you a little bit here and there about Chicago, but yeah. And then we were there for 5 days. It was fun.
Wait, no, you were in Chicago. You were in Vegas for 5 days, but then you were in Chicago for like seven.
Yeah, seven, Sunday to Sunday, yeah. Yeah.
That's like 8 days.
Yeah. Yeah, then I'll tell you the story about when we landed in Chicago. It was a nightmare, one of my worst fears. Yeah.
Lose your purse?
No.
Oh, my God. Sorry, that's mine.
Yeah.
That's my worst fear. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, so we have more to talk about. We'll talk on Friday's show because I want to hear about your vacation, too.
So my vacation was really, really fun and easy and boring in the best way.
That's awesome.
Like nothing really went wrong. Like
that's
I got
nice.
Really nothing to complain about, but I'll find something to complain about. No, we went to Canada. We flew to Buffalo and we left at like 4:30 in the afternoon and it's just funny traveling.
Uh-huh.
Sadie and Xander had never flown before.
Right.
And I, no surprise to anybody who knows me, I'm just an anxious, like, I feel like it's all on me, even though it's not, because John is very responsible and he booked. So it was one of those things where we were like, should we get an Uber to take us to the airport? What's going to be more expensive? Or do we park our car at one of those spots?
Right, right.
Parking our car cost $170.
Yeah, I know.
On the other hand, an Uber, five of us couldn't have fit in one Uber with our luggage, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had to get the SUV is what you have to do. Which is for sure,
but even with the SUV, would we have been able to all fit luggage?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Either way, that
but
probably would have been 100
yeah.
and 100 back.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So we decided to just, it seemed more controllable to just park our car down there, have our car there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just insisted on leaving really early because I'm always thinking it's going to be a nightmare.
Right.
I'm always thinking worst case scenario.
Yeah.
The line for the security line is going to be out the door. Who knows what's going to happen?
And you don't, you know, it's their first time traveling. You don't want to, you don't want to rush them through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want them to feel that rushing feeling.
Yeah. I wanted to get there and I wanted to be able to go into the store and get a snack and like, you know, and so anyway, it actually wasn't that bad. We dropped the car off. We had plenty of time. We got there early. The lines were really short. Mm-hmm. Everything was like, super smooth.
That's awesome.
And then we were flying JetBlue, and I love flying JetBlue.
Love JetBlue.
I'm obsessed with JetBlue.
I am too. I was just talking about it last night. I was like, I wish JetBlue flew from Burbank to Chicago.
And they used to. It used to be their hub.
I know.
Burbank was JetBlue, all JetBlue.
I know. What happened?
I don't know what happened, but yeah, we had to fly out of LAX too. But the thing I love about JetBlue is, well, it's great service, but also there's a TV in every seat, and I'm still a sucker for, like, I know we have all these other options for the kids downloaded all these episodes of The Office on their phones.
Yeah.
So they were happy. But I was like, it's so dumb, but I live for, like, I want to watch a Lifetime movie. I want to watch some marathon of Law & Order.
Right.
Like, I want to just sit and watch regular television.
Yeah, yeah. You want to take advantage of the perks of flying on an airline that actually has – none of the airplanes I took had the – except for the one last night – had the TV. We had to have, like, download the app on your... What's with that?
No.
Come on.
Nobody needs that.
No.
Ain't nobody got time for, like, downloading an app or trying to figure...
I hate that.
No, just have a TV in it like a normal plane.
Right.
Yes, I loved it. And they had great snacks on the plane, free snacks. There was... It was, like...
They're friendly.
They're friendly, except for on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So we have... on the way back... Mm-hmm. This total bitch flight attendant. And it's so funny because John, so this is what happened. It's a really quick story.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady, this lady comes by and she's like, she offers us something to drink or whatever. And then I said, hey, can we, I want to buy one of the snack boxes.
Right.
And she does this to me. She goes, and I have no idea why she just left. I'm like, and I don't want to be like, is something fun? Like I
right.
So I'm just looking at her like a questioning, like, I don't know what I didn't make a joke.
Right.
And I said, finally, I said, oh, well, what's so funny?
Right.
I did. I go, what's so funny? And she went, it's just that I've already come by offering the snack boxes like that. And I said, well, I haven't like had headphones on. Like I've been alert.
Right.
You didn't stop by and ask us for if we wanted to sit. She goes, yeah, I walked by with the snack boxes like that. Well, it turns out that she'd already been really rude to John, but hadn't heard the exchange. So John was like, oh my God, they're laughing. Like maybe it's just me. Like maybe she's really nice because my wife is like, so he's across the aisle with Xander and I'm on the other side with LB and Sadie.
Uh-huh.
So he's thinking I'm having a great old time.
Right.
So later he's like, man, he goes, the flight attendant was so rude to me. And he's like, but obviously it might have been just, I don't know what I did, but he goes, but you guys were laughing it up with her. And I was like, no. She was sarcastically laughing at me. And he was like, what? And I go, I am not kidding. She laughed at me sarcastically because apparently I didn't read her mind that she walked by with snack boxes. And now she was annoyed at me. Then she said to John goes, oh, can we get something to drink? And she goes, yeah, I already tried to offer you something to drink, but you're on your damn phone.
Holy mac.
Oh, I'm sorry. God. Was he just supposed to be sitting at attention waiting for her to come by?
Oh, my God.
So we got that survey at the end, and it was really funny because I was like, I'm gonna complain about her.
Yeah.
I didn't know her name or anything, but I was like, she was the blonde flight attendant. The other one was super. Everyone else was really nice.
Right.
So I give like 10 stars, 10 out of 10 for everything. And then they're like, did you have any complaints? And I just told the story. And then I was walking by John's desk later and he's typing away. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm filling out the JetBlue survey about the. So that was my only complaint about the whole trip. And then I'll tell you stories later.
Oh, my God.
But by the way, just want to tell you guys about the dance room. It's on Podcast One. It's renowned veteran dancers and choreographers Heather Morris from Glee and Ava Flave share their onstage stories, chat with guests, and recap all your favorite TV dance shows. My kids would love this.
I know.
You can download new episodes of The Dance Room every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Also, do you want to thank our sponsors first and then do Patreon?
Yes. Let's thank – go to Ancestry.com/FCOL, ThirdLove.com/FCOL, Raycon.com/FCOL, and Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Mmm. Yum. So let's talk about
So Patreon. We love you guys on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can listen to our super-duper juicy stories that are – too hot for the regular show.
Yep.
And for $25 a month, you can be one of our premium subscribers and get a shout out at the beginning of every week. And for $50 a month, you get a quick business shout out like Lauren Goldberg, who's a social worker in the Denver metro area. She offers therapy, parent consultations. She'll come talk to your kid's school.
Oh,
so her
nice.
Website is securebasementalhealth.com. Also, another form of therapy is sex and relationship therapy, and you can get that with Maria at nwsextherapy.com. Her webpage is nwsextherapy.com. She gives intimacy counseling for all sorts of intimacy sex issues. Ulysses this week is doing a shout out for Races RAICES. It's a nonprofit agency that promotes justice by providing free and low-cost legal services to underserved immigrant children, families, and refugees. Aww, this is a great,
nice,
great charity.
Nice.
Check them out at RAICESTexas.org.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're out of Texas. They do a lot of good work.
Nice.
Letty Molina is going to hook you up with some CBD oil, even bacon flavored for your doggies. Everybody knows Letty. You can find her at HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. We have a new one. I'm going to be very generic about this. But are you looking for a way of spicing things up in the boudoir? Well, try a topical that's designed to improve your pleasure, and you can check it out at velvetswing.com and learn about their magic potions.
That name.
Yeah. And Sid Wilder has a podcast called Girl Instarupted, and it's on iTunes. She's a friend of mine, and she's really funny, and she's got a huge Instagram following, and she's super honest.
I like
and
her name, too.
Hilarious about like mental illness and other things. Okay.
Thank you guys so much for your support. We really appreciate it.
And congratulations, Kaylin, for getting better and for having a baby.
Yes.
Okay. So you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.